shall we play a game?
Come on, honey, let's play the match game.
Well, hello there. Good morning and welcome to another edition of TBTL, the show that just might be too beautiful to live this week. It's the TBTL Summer Games. We've been doing quizzes and just cracking each other up and making up movie titles where we put the word crepe in where it doesn't belong. It's just been so much fun. Mm-hmm. I'm on vacation as this is all being broadcast out to the world. Andrew, you're still working, though. Thanks for doing that, man.
Oh, yeah. No problem. I got to say I'm very excited, but trepidatious about what we're getting into on today's show. Because you don't know what it is. It's something that
I don't
half made up, half in my sleep yesterday. And again, it's going to rely on me being quick-witted as I create clues for you, things I have not created in advance, and that, I think, is going to be tough. I think we're going to run into some real Nicole Kidman problems here as I try to give you clues, but I can't think of the names and words that I need to give you those clues.
I think it's more fun because then I have to also help you make up the clues for me to help me get the answer.
It's going to be a wild ride, that is for sure.
So I'm on vacation, you're working, and then you're going to be doing shows next week. When are you going on vacation? Because that's, you know, you get to go and you get to relax too.
I don't have anything on the books right now. I have, as we're recording this, sorry, my brain is somewhere else. I was also writing down a clue that I want to use later. as we're recording this, I'm a little anxious because now this will all be in the past by people hear it. But by the time people hear it, we're recording this on a Sunday. Next Saturday, I'm now within 6 days of doing that live show for After These Messages with Genevieve at the Comic-Con. And, like, I kind of don't want to get into it here because I think we'll probably already get into it, like, on the regular show leading up to it. But I'll just say that, like, now I'm in that mode that you were in recently where it's really hard to look past at, like, vacation time or anything. I just kind of want to get through this thing and then maybe we can kind of, like, then I can be like, oh, yeah, what would be a good time to take some time? But, yeah, we don't have anything on the books right now.
Okay. Good, because I don't know how to post the show. Or record the show, so you can never go on vacation.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. I mean, honestly, if this is the job that I take that I have that I can't take a vacation on, it could be a lot worse. You know what I mean? Like we're having a lot of fun this week.
Let's get to this half dream, half idea, all problematic game quiz list. What is it?
I have in front of me a list of, supposedly, every burger that's listed on the blackboard. You know where I'm going with this? On Bob's Burgers. No. You watched Bob's Burgers, right?
You know, I did.
You call hamburgers steamed ham.
I watched, like, the first season. I love the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I don't have, like, my knowledge of Bob's Burgers verse is so much more limited than my knowledge of the Simpsons universe, for instance. So I might do real bad on this because I don't know. I couldn't even tell. I mean, I know that – here's the thing, and I don't know if this is helping or hurting. The original Bob's Burgers wasn't the thing that they were making – the burgers were made out of people?
That was a Bob's Burgers episode where they were making food out of people? Is that the question
on the
table?
I thought that the human burgers. I thought that the original, there was something about it. Human Flesh is the first episode of the animated television series Bob's Burgers.
Oh, I didn't know that. So that was, you saw the very first episode. But I don't think that's not the plot of the show. That must have just been one
episode.
Right,
but what happened was I watched the first episode and I remember thinking, oh, this is subversive because they have a hamburger shop in, like, San Francisco, I guess. And they're serving human flesh to everyone, which I think they actually aren't, and that's not how the show goes. But anyway, point being, I don't know anything about the list of hamburgers on the board. So is that going to make this quiz not work?
No, because really it's just pun-based humor. They don't even, love it. It's just an ongoing gag that in the back of the restaurant, they always have a chalkboard where they have the burger of the day. And it's always some sort of pun-related thing. Every now and then it, you know, comes up in the plot. But for the most part, it just hangs out back there. It's a funny pun. For example, and here's what the game is going to be. Okay. I'm going to give you clues. This is going to be impossible. I'm going to try to come up with clues on the fly that will lead you to come up with the punny name of the burger. So let me give you an example that I just came up with this one right now. So on episode 10 of season 1, the burger was called – this isn't how the game is going to go, but I'm telling you the answer now. There was a burger up there called Hit Me With Your Best Shallot Burger. Hit Me With Your Best Shallot Burger, right?
I like
so
it.
That's the type of burger. So the clue I might give you on this one is Pat Benatar really enjoyed this onion-esque burger because a shallot is kind of like an onion.
Yeah, it's like a kind of a green onion, right? Or not? That's not true. It's an onion-esque.
It's kind of onion-esque.
Is it an allium?
Oh, I've never heard that. I don't. Are alliums real?
I think alliums are. I'm always mixing up Alien and Alien's Resurrection. An Alien,
right.
They mostly come at night, mostly. That, of course, is my impression of Ty Siegel. An Alien, or Alion, was a fortified town in the district. This is in Greece. What do you call it? I thought Alien was an onion reference.
I don't know. I've never heard it, but I'm
onions.
Definitely...
Alien is a genus... of,
there you go.
I can't even say this word. Monocotyledonous flowering plants that includes hundreds of species, including the cultivated onion, garlic, scallions, shallot, leek, and chives. Those are alliums.
I'm calling the show Alliums Resurrection. I don't give a shit. I don't care what we come up with
now,
that's
Andrew,
better than that.
Listen, I'm on vacation. You're not. I don't mean to make work for you, but can you also Photoshop Sigourney Weaver with her face very close to a giant shallot?
Yes, I will try.
Alien Resurrection.
I love that. I will try to do that. If that is not the show pick today, I can almost guarantee you we have somebody in the listening office or audience who is going to come up with that and for us. So, okay, are you ready for? So that was
by
an
way,
example of how it would work.
Don't let your dogs eat aliens, Mama. Don't let your dogs grow up to eat aliens. I don't think it's good for them.
Okay, good to know.
Okay. All right.
I'm really nervous about this. This is going to be so hard.
What about the music? I'm
going to
stall for another minute for you.
Let's see here.
I was trying to figure out. I put Bob into my system. That didn't help. A lot of Bob Seger.
There's that rapper B.O.B. But that's,
I thought about that airplanes and shooting skies.
Yeah, but I think that's got Eminem on it, though, and I don't want to do that.
No, does it? No, I like that song. It has the woman from that Canadian band, Metric.
I thought that doesn't have Eminem on it. I thought it.
Does it?
No, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it doesn't. Sorry. I might have a janky version of that on iTunes that I got from a blog or something that has Eminem on it. So if you have a better version.
Okay, let's see. I've got to find it on the internet. Is that song called Airplanes?
Yes.
Airplanes, B.O.B. But I'm going to double check and make sure. B.O.B. Airplanes featuring Hayley Williams from, not Metric, but Paramore, excuse me, to our Canadian listeners. But I'm being careful here. I don't think that it offers Eminem as a guest star, which is good. I want this show to be an Eminem-free zone, which is weird because it's like, I don't know. I think a lot of our listeners like Eminem, and I feel like Eminem is overall, actually, I think he's kind of a force for good. You know what I mean? I think he's pretty like... I think he's pretty progressive. I mean, okay, sorry. There's some stuff around the way that he talks about gay people in songs that it's sort of a question of, is he in on the joke? Is he just being horrible? But you know what I mean? Why do we not like Eminem so much, you and me?
I don't like the sound of his voice. And I'm going to start with that. Like, it's less of a – if I loved his music, I'm sure I could make excuses for some of the stuff that he does that is more problematic. When he first came out in some of those early Dre songs, it was the 90s. I was, you know, a red-blooded American. Of course, I liked that sound and what Dre was doing with him. But then anything kind of beyond those first two songs he appeared on, it just like,
yes,
that rapid-fire rapping doesn't do anything for me. I didn't like this whole, like, I'm playing a character and therefore I can be terrible. Like, maybe that's a,
right,
that's a fine artistic point you can make. I'm not, I don't even want to argue it. It just, everything about him exhausts me. And I just don't care enough to try to make it okay.
It.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Can I say, though, can I humbly submit that the song My Name Is,
mm-hmm,
the production on it, I'm going to play a little bit of it. And by the way, there's probably 8 million offensive things that you're about to hear. So enjoy your vacation, everyone. It's the TBTL Summer Games where I get our license to podcast pulled. But I just like, I like the loop on this song. I like the music behind it. I find his rapping totally incidental to what I like about the song. Oh, boy. Good. There's a skit at the beginning. That's always nice. Here we go.
My name is Slim Shady. Can I have the attention of the class?
My name is
for 1 second.
My name is
Slim Shady.
Hi, kids. Do you like Primus?
Yeah,
wanna,
yeah,
see me stick 9-inch nails to each one of my eyelids?
Uh-huh.
Wanna copy me and do exactly like I did?
Don't you think that kind of beat is pretty good, though?
Yeah, no, it's definitely an interesting song. But again, like, if this comes on in the radio, I don't know. It is interesting. And again, if you like him, I'm not saying you shouldn't, but it doesn't, it just doesn't sound pleasant on my ears.
Yeah. I think I'm kind of with you. So the good news is that this, now I want to figure out what the sample is. The sample is in My Name Is, Labby Siffries. Sorry. I'm always, okay, let's see here. I'll go ahead and this is, can I play this from 1974?
Mm-hmm. I believe. Yeah, maybe this should be the music if we do that.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Letting it breathe. I like it.
I'm trying to hear where this song comes in. My Name Is. I don't know, but I just like this music.
I like it too, and it's also very dramatic.
I got the blues, but I don't mind. All I have to do is get to you, and then I feel just fine.
I'm no closer to understanding where this song makes its appearance, but I have a new favorite song, and I think it's called I think it's called Labby Siffry, Remember My Song. Would you like to hear Post Malone featuring 21 Savage? No? Okay, we're moving on. Back to B.O.B., not featuring Eminem.
I see now, by the way.
Yep.
I don't know why I have this, but the version that I have on my iTunes does say, you know, B.O.B. featuring her, Haley, whatever, and Eminem. So I don't know if I just have, like, some version that I got on. Like, maybe he does a version where he raps over top of it or something, but... anyway, so that at least I know that I wasn't totally making it up in my head, but... Yeah. All right, I'm trying to come up with these clues. So, do you want to take a break?
Well, it's good
now
you have an extra moment because we got to take a break, and then we'll come back, and then we'll do this this quiz game exercise involving Bob's Burgers. So, don't go anywhere. It's TBTL Summer Games. Back in a moment.
We pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars. I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now.
Joey, we have something here for our special visitors. Would you like to have it?
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Sure. You ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Do you want me to check the weather, Clarence?
No, why don't you take care of it? Joey, you ever hang around a gymnasium?
Joey, you like movies about gladiators? Joey, have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Thank you for humoring me on that. Decided to do a little on-the-fly audio mashup.
It was a different time. It was a different time.
Genevieve, wait, you feel like that's the, I feel like of that, of the things in that movie, that's the least. Do you think it's because there's a certain kind of like the joke is that the pilot is I guess a pedophile?
I mean, it would sort of seem that he is, yes, trying to.
I guess
to
you're right. I guess I hadn't really thought about
that. Ensnare a young
that.
Boy. Yeah. It's not.
I find the pilot, though, it says so many non sequiturs in the movie that I guess I filed it under like. Like, less grooming him and more just, like, his weirdness. But I guess you're probably right.
Well, the good news is if this if this Bob's Burgers quiz is as much of a disaster as it may end up being, we had plenty other we had plenty of other content to talk about.
Well, that's like, the thing. I'm trying to stall.
No, don't
feel like
stall
if
here.
We do this right. We'll I think get we got the entire show without you having to. Okay,
no,
do
let's
it.
Give it a shot. I want to try one of these on you.
Okay.
Again, this is going to be rough on both of us. I'm a little bit nervous,
I'm
but
ready.
Let's see here. Why am I the one on trial here? All right, this burger, this burger would be okay. Let's put it this way: this cheesy
Wait, is it a steamed ham?
Well, it's more of a Utica thing. This cheesy burger.
Okay, is perfect for Pride Week.
This cheesy burger is perfect for Pride Month. I guess it's Pride Month.
Well, now I feel like that's setting me up for something that I will regret saying. Am I supposed to be? Is it the fact that the month is the month of June, or is it the fact that
it's about?
Is it Pride? Because I don't know if I want to be trying to construct a cheese-based joke around somebody being gay.
No, no. Like, okay, so this would be something. This would a proud crowd would chant this for this cheesy burger.
A proud crowd. So someone at Gay Pride.
Yes. What might somebody chant at a Gay Pride parade?
Is it a kind of cheese
it
on
is.
The burger?
In fact,
is it
this is going to
we are the champions.
This is a cheese that they're going to go to a lot, I think, in a lot of these things. It's a classic chant. Tell me when you want me just to give it to you, but I don't want to cut you off if your brain wheels are still spinning.
We're
on
moving
this.
Into American Boy by Estelle.
Oh, love it.
Which
That's
was just
song.
Being suggested. If you have not seen Camaro Kev do this song at karaoke.
Oh, I haven't. I love this song. This is one of my favorite songs.
Loves this song.
Probably one of my top 10
Okay, so
10 songs.
It's a cheese. I feel like the gay pride thing is really throwing me.
Okay.
Is there a different, can we go, I honestly just feel like I don't want to make something that seems like I'm making a joke based on what my perception of a possible stereotype. Is there any other avenue of clues that I can use, that you can use to help me?
No. But I will give you this one, and I can just give you the answer, and we can move on if you're kind of locking up on this one. Because this is, you know, we have 194 burgers, and we have to get through them all.
Oh, wow. So we're 193rd of the way through this?
Yeah, not even, actually.
Is this, should this be a two-day one? Should we do this tomorrow, too?
We could, but, I mean, it depends on whether or not this is
okay, what
entertaining.
Is it? Let me just give it to me.
We're here. We're Gruyere, get used to it, burger. And I think I'm saying the name of that cheese wrong. Gruyere? Am I saying that even close to being right?
Well, that's the problem. I believe it's pronounced Gruyere.
Okay. Well.
But that's the problem with the rhyme, is we're here. Gruyere does not rhyme with here. No one calls it Gruyere. They call it well, you know what? The internet will know.
Yeah, I feel like now we're really taking it out on Bob's Burgers. Is
well,
Bob's
I'm
Burgers
sorry,
on trial
gonna,
here?
Yeah, if you're going to make a rhyme.
Gruyere.
Gruyere. We're here. See? We're Gruyere. Get used to it, burger. I think it works.
I think I could do better than the writers of Bob's Burgers.
Yeah. Okay, how about this
okay,
one?
Okay, we're here for Gruyere. Get used to it. Got it.
I think that's a good
okay,
pun.
193
okay,
193
go. Here we go. I'm kind of digging into the middle of this list here. Madonna.
Okay.
Madonna might enjoy this spicy burger. Let me try that. Madonna might enjoy this spicy burger, and she's not going to be bossed around anymore. A young Madonna. I'm going to keep adding.
Sure.
A young Madonna might like this spicy burger, and she's not going to be bossed around anymore by a family member.
Sure, of course. It's the... But I'm trying to think of what the... I mean, it's Papa Don't Preach is where you're going with this. Mm-hmm, but it's... What's the twist?
Now, it's spicy. It's got something on it that makes it
Peppers
spicy.
Peppers Don't Preach?
Pepper Don't Preach, burger! This game is going perfectly.
Got there!
This game is going...
Rules.
Perfectly. Okay, let me try this
it.
One.
All I'm right. into it.
Oh, my God. Yes. My hands are sweating.
Peppers Don't Preach.
Okay.
stressed out.
Okay.
What would Nicole Kidman do?
Yeah.
Peppers Don't Preach.
Okay. Okay, here it goes. 007 enjoyed this burger so much that Paul McCartney wrote a song about it.
Oh my god!
Live okay,
and let fry.
Oh, getting so close. Okay, that play with that, but not. It's not. It's you got the right song/movie title.
Okay.
Oh, you're gonna be mad at this one though, because again, it's not. It's a little clunky.
Is it the last word in? Can I just ask this? Which part of Live and Let Die is changed for the purposes of the name? Is it die?
It's the first word.
Okay.
But it messes with both rhythm and rhyme a little bit. It's a little bit more of a written joke, I think.
Okay.
So let me give you the clue again, starting over, but you already know a lot, but I'm going to add some more texture to it.
I know a lot, Andrew.
007 enjoys this salty burger. So much that Paul McCartney wrote a song about the topping.
Ah.
God. I think, I don't know that that was really, I don't think that's going
to be
What makes
a burger
closer.
More salty than, does it have fries on it? Is that
What's
the
something
thing?
You would put, it's not, does it have anything to do with fries? I don't think, I think that this is going to be, I'm going to give you a half a point on this one. I think we should move on. It's Olive and Let Die Burger. So instead of Live and Let Die Burger, it's Olive and Let Die Burger.
I don't even understand it.
Well, Live and Let Die Burger, like, and then you put an O in front of Live.
So it has olives in it.
It has an olive on top or in it or something. Yeah, I don't have the,
I don't see, that's a terrible, I mean, no offense. Sorry. Bill Daughtrieve and whoever else wrote. Why do I know that? Because I always thought that Bill Daughtrieve was one of the writers of Bob's Burgers, and I assume that that's somehow connected to... Is it a coincidence that one of the characters in King of the Hill is named Daughtrieve, or was it the same guy? I figured it has to be. Those guys all have to know each other, right?
Oh, this is all news to me. I didn't know about any of this. This is one of the writers?
Well, yeah, one of the writers, the co-writers of many of the episodes of Bob Burgers, I remember it being someone named Bill Daughtrieve, and I always figured that the fact that Hank Hill's friend on King of the Hill is named Daughtrieve had to be a subtle reference to that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. How do you know that he's the writer? Did you interview him?
I had seen it on the credits.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Okay, but, see, okay, fine, I don't want to listen. Let's just keep going, but I feel like Olive and Let Die, I just feel like I can make a better burger pun right now with no preparation.
Well, there are 194 of them on the list. Some of them might be better.
Live and Let Fry. Did it. Nailed it. Okay. I win. Okay, keep going.
Okay, so here we go. This one.
I did like the James, by the way, the James Bond, Paul McCartney thing worked. You did your job right on this, Walsh.
Okay, so in
we got let down by the writers of Bob's Burgers.
Okay, so in this one, I want to make sure that I have both of the artists correct on this. Yes, I do. Okay, so this burger would not only just... This burger with some interesting greens would be enjoyed not only by Elton John and Kiki D, but also one of our good friends... From 710 ESPN Seattle. Oh my God!
Which friend from 710 is it? Brock.
Okay. Green.
Don't go brocking my heart.
Oh my God! You got
Is it
there.
Broccoli on it?
It is with broccoli and artichoke hearts. Don't go brocking my heart burger with broccoli and artichoke hearts.
I look it
never
up.
Thought you would get
that. Was good, man.
That.
See, those were good hints, dude.
Okay. Let me. I need to see. This is where like things
really injected new life into this game.
I have a good one here, but I don't know really anything. Okay.
All right. Don't go brocking my heart.
That's a pretty
quality.
Good one, right?
See, that's quality. Okay. I like it. I'm also about to go order that at the vegan restaurant later.
Adam Sandler
Ooh.
Might enjoy this burger with some okay. bitter greens on it
yes.
after playing football.
Oh, the Watercress Boy?
Was he in two football movies?
He was the water boy.
He was.
He was really good at football.
I think I left that. I think that
Although
was
the watercress isn't bitter.
Oh, you know what? He did a remake. Adam Sandler. Yeah, see, this is. I was doing some Googling, and you know what? Burt Reynolds.
Oh, I got the longest.
Here we go.
Okay, so it's.
Here we go. Sorry about
okay,
that. The Adam
bitter,
Sandler thing, I that's taking
a
point
bitter,
away from me.
A bitter
but it's green.
A bitter green.
I think. I'm kind of gotcha. Peace and love, but I'm kind of Shonda Touring it up here where I feel like
I love it. Though.
I think
I love
it's Shonda a bittery
touring, I love
green.
It when you Shonda Tore it up.
A Swiss green.
Okay, so it's shard. So it's the longest mile, but shard is involved.
It's not mile. It's a football movie.
Oh.
The longest.
Oh, yeah, the longest shard. The
there
longest
we go.
Mile. The longest shard.
There we go.
What's the longest mile? I feel like is a different movie.
That I don't
else,
know.
The longest shard. Okay, I'm in. I like it.
Okay.
Let's do this, Andrew.
Yeah,
we're
we
getting
don't have
a little
time.
Short on
yeah.
time. No, I like this, though. Can we do this? Can we kind of wrap this up here, but could we come back and do this a little bit tomorrow before we do another, we spin the wheel for another mental floss quiz, or is this stressing you out too much?
No, if you're enjoying it, I'm enjoying it. I wish I were a little bit better at it. I wish I had come up with the
no,
clues in advance, but
no, I like,
here we
no,
are.
No, I like that you have to do it on the fly.
Okay.
So
I got the
you,
next one ready
mind?
To go here.
Okay, good. So we'll pick okay. that up tomorrow. Would you mind activating the in,
oh,
the
that's
sound
right. I should
that
have that
everyone
ready.
Know that we've had another successful round of the TBTL Summer Games.
I think this is the sound effect you're looking for.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
Everything's coming up, Andrew, today.
Bam! Just like that. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. A winner!
All right, I know you know about TBTL, the podcast. You're listening to it right now. But have you tried TBTL, the newsletter? Because you can. Just go over to tbtl.net and click on the button that says sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. I gotta say, it's a lot of fun. Every week, Luke and I record a little video that we include in the newsletter. It's called Hey Dummies. We answer your questions, any questions you want to ask us. Well, there's all kinds of things in the newsletter. Don't take my word for it. Here, this is Mary. She's a big fan of the newsletter.
It has a nice welcome introduction, but then you have these phenomenal GIFs that are so much fun. You talk about amazing, wonderful people, and you introduce us to new things. And then the songs of the week. Oh, my gosh. And it just makes me so happy.
It can make you happy, too. I mean, listen, this is coming from Mary. She doesn't even listen to the podcast. She's here just for the newsletter. No joke. So, again, go to tbtl.net and click on the button that says sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. And we'll try to bring a little extra sunshine to your inbox every Friday afternoon.
All right, apropos of not too much, other than it was just coming up on the side of the YouTube page. I was kind of playing it under the quiz there for a minute. Let's go out with this Kanye Through the Wire song, which is just a personal obsession for me, as the listeners know. Show titles?
Aliens Resurrection. Try to get me to not call
oh,
the show
yeah.
that.
100%. I like it. Okay, tomorrow we'll do a little bit more Bob's burger quiz, and then if we get to it, if we have time, we'll spin the wheel. So for a mental floss quiz. So there you go. That's the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of TBTL. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Imaginary Radio. Until then, please remember, no mountain too tall.
And good luck to all.
deal. She been trying to be mine. She a Delta, so she been throwing that dynasty sign. No use me trying to be lying. I've been trying to be signed. Trying to be a millionaire. How I use two lifelines. In the same hospital where Biggie Smalls died. The doctor said I had blood clots, but I ain't Jamaican, man. Story on MTV, and I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this.
Power out.